former D.C. Mayor Vincent Gray will not be charged in the federal investigation of his 2010 mayoral campaign. That announcement from the U.S. Attorney for D.C., Channing Phillips, today. Several people pleaded guilty in this wide-ranging probe, including once powerful political money man Jeffrey Thompson.
Joining us to talk about it all, Will Sommer. He's the Loose Lips columnist for the Washington City paper. Will, great to have you. Thanks so much.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Just how long did this investigation last?
Well, you know what? We've had a clock. It's been going on so long, and it was nearly 1,800 days, so 4 years.
Wow, that's a long time. Tell us what the U.S. Attorney's reasoning was for not going ahead with an investigation.
Absolutely. So there's like a lot of politics going on here at the U.S. Attorney's office. You know, previously this was really the baby of the previous U.S. Attorney, Ron Machen, but he couldn't seal the deal. Apparently, he left office in March without charging Vince Gray. His protege took over. He couldn't seal the deal, and now the new U.S. Attorney had nothing to do with this, and he had to decide. He essentially had said by the end of the year he was going to decide, and it looks like he did. You know, they're saying that this doesn't necessarily mean, you know, no one else was guilty in this case, but they didn't think they had any more evidence to charge people.
For the people who kind of lost interest, lost track of what was going on, give us the thumbnail sketch of what happened here.
Right, absolutely. So there were a lot of different threads going on here, but the biggest thing was Jeff Thompson, who is a D.C. businessman, Medicaid contractor, had a huge contract with the city, essentially teaming up with a lot of associates of Vince Gray's to fund this shadow campaign, essentially against Adrian Fenty to the tune of hundreds of thousands of dollars. And, of course, in the end, Vince Gray won. Now, there were a lot of other different threads, a lot of strangeness going on. Jeff Thompson had done this in a couple other races, but that's sort of the key. And a couple of these people, including some of Vince Gray's friends and Jeff Thompson, placed Vince Gray essentially in the room agreeing to this shadow campaign, but he apparently will not be charged.
Now, this happened just before the Democratic primary in September of last year when U.S. Attorney Ron Machen called on Gray to plead guilty to a single felony count. Of course, Gray said no to that. But looking back, did that cost Gray the election?
You know, I think you would ask a lot of people, and they would say yes. And I think if you look at the polls, there's a lot of evidence in favor of that. So Jeff Thompson's plea, Jeff Thompson, of course, had been eyed for a while as kind of the guy who, you know, was behind all this. And then when he came in and said Vince Gray knew about it, I think that was very damning for Vince Gray and a lot of his supporters as well. And so, you know, this came roughly 20 days or so before the primary. Vince Gray didn't really have any time to respond to it. And I think a lot of people assumed, I certainly did, that if Ron Machen was doing it this close to the primary, that meant he was about to charge Vince Gray himself, and I was, as we've seen, that didn't happen. Additionally, the polls show that, you know, before Machen came out with this guilty plea, Gray was ahead. Afterwards, he was tied with Bowser.
In our final 30 seconds, what's next for Vince Gray? Does he have a political future? Does he want one?
Does he? This is great. Yeah, honestly, he's been rumored for a while to be considering a run in either Ward 7, his home ward, or at large for the D.C. Council. And today he came out with a statement that says he's going to, you know, spend his life in public service. And we know when politicians say that, it often means they're going to run for office again. Muriel Bowser, who is sort of signed on with his opponent in that race to back her, already today was, you know, sort of throwing a couple jabs at Gray. So it looks like this might really happen.
Will, always great to have you. Thanks for coming on with us.
Thanks for having me. Bye.
We appreciate it. That is Will Sommer. He is the Loose Lips columnist for the Washington City Paper.